You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Just want to thank all the March sponsors for the Josh Terry Podcast before we get started. Cottonfield Grill, Backroad Park and Event Venue, Lori's Dive-In, Seth, my dude over at Down Yonder Hatco, Mr. Dustin Smith, his chiropractic office over in Eastman. Make sure you check them out. Miss Kim Lee's Insurance, thank you for letting us stay with y'all the other day. Very much appreciate it. Project Canine Hero, Jason Johnson and them, look them up now. Ron Quick and Miss Sophia at Cashman's and Sophia's and the library, all located in Macon, Georgia. Go to Facebook now and look up Blazer 88. My dude, Mr. Josh Ward and Brandon over there. It's a great veteran organization. Go check them out now. And don't forget about our OnlyFans Girl of the Month, Miss Missy. We got two more that's going to be jumping on here that we're going to advertise for too. They just haven't sent me their stuff yet, so this ad will change. And don't forget about my dude, Mr. Bubba Marlboro, with hashtag 601 Roofing King. Just thank everybody that's involved. I know some of the sponsors didn't get mentioned on this one, but we haven't finalized your stuff yet because you haven't sent it to me. So once we do, we'll be sure to include you in the next episode. Now, let's enjoy the show. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. This week, if you didn't know, has been a fucking weird week for me. The guy that's like my big little brother was on American Idol on Sunday night. Quickest yes ever is what they're telling me. It's just really fucking cool. His social media has blown up. But before his social media blew up, before he got on Idol, he had some friends, some people that saw how talented and shit he was. More than just us here in South Georgia with him. And on the show with me, a cool fucking dude. Y'all are going to love him. If you don't already know him on social media, from the Tratter House, Mr. Nick Luciano. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm better now. So before I get like super confused, yeah, like y'all are the ones that came up with like the Tratter stuff, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was my buddy BMO, so he went like super viral. He collects toy tractors, and yeah, in 2020, he went super viral for putting on this little kid voice and saying tractor as a tratter.
Yeah.
And it just went absolutely nuts. And then we collabed and moved in and it just became known as the Tratter Guys.
That's cool, dude. So, yeah. I bet y'all are out there running Texas. There was a girl yesterday that literally sent me a screenshot of you. She saw where, I don't know how this stalker knew that me and you followed each other, but like she sent me a screenshot of you and she was like, have you talked to him? And I was like, I just got hooked up with him through Will and I'm gonna have him on the show tomorrow. And she was like, oh my God, tell him to message me. And I was like, bitch, sit down. Go on now. Comment.
Well, she better watch the podcast, that's for sure.
You better, dude. how did y'all end up getting into like the music deal?
So Tratter House really pretty much started as like just a collective of friends.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, a bunch of content creators. We decided we got a big sponsor. We moved in like downtown, you know, it was like near Plano, Texas.
Yeah.
And at that time, Blake, who's the co-founder of Tratter House, he grew up with Bailey Zimmerman.
Yeah.
And so when Bailey signed with Warner, we're like, hey, we talked with Warner, said, hey, let's have Bailey out to the house and pump his new single, Fall in Love, for him. And that was before he like really, really blew up. He had some traction. So we partnered with Warner and had him out to the house. He stayed with us for like 2 weeks. And so we really saw the power of like the collective to actually take artists and boost their stuff.
Yeah.
Because after that came out, it went number one, and then he had Rock in a Hard Place. And I remember sitting down and watching the listening to all his music and hearing this and watching the music videos before it came out. I was like, dude, he's about to go big. And then so we did that, and we're like, this works. And we hadn't done it in a while. So, you know, our manager found Jay, he found Will off of Instagram. And he was like, this guy has the same potential. And I was like, all right, let's see what he can do. So we got a place in Nashville, like another Tratter House in Nashville. And we invited Will out, and he played for us. And, dude, the first time I heard him live, I was like, dude.
Fucking like different, isn't it?
I was like, this guy's got it. So,
that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know about that and y'all and Bailey. He was somebody that had to grow on me. One thing that I've had to learn doing this the past couple of years is one, you'll stick your fucking foot in your mouth and it'll kind of rub some people the wrong way. With him, I kind of was turned off of people that blew up on social media and then started doing music. Like, I like the people that have grinded, the people that played the Smoky Bars, that played for nobody and all that kind of shit. And I would always like, those are my guys, like the fucking guys that have grinded. Mm-hmm. Those are my dudes. And then I realized that if you're talented like Bailey, if you get the option to skip a step, why not skip a step? Like, why not make your life better? Like, there's nothing wrong. But it's more I've got into the entertainment business, the music business, all that kind of shit. And I see how some people struggle so hard. And that struggle does make some people better. I believe that it's made Will better. I think that he's got a different perspective, but that's supposed to be Will's journey. And and even Bailey now, like, it's like, okay, I didn't see me being more traditional country guy liking his stuff, but I do. I think he's very talented. I met him at a Creative Vets golf tournament that we all played in together last year, and he was super nice to everybody. And I think he's been actually at one of our rounds at Live Oak. He didn't play it, obviously. He was just sitting there chilling in the front row. But it was cool. He's like a real down-to-earth, nice dude.
Oh, yeah. He's like one of the nicest guys ever, and he's so goofy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when you get to know him.
Oh, he looks just goofy now. He fucking does.
He's so funny, man. Like, I got to know him for a while, and and I remember just sitting down with him, and I've seen his Instagram. He's like, bro, I just hit 20K on Instagram. I was like, let's go. And now I see his Instagram, like 1.4 million.
Yeah.
Like, he's the type of kid, too, that, like, not many people know this, but, like, he sat down on the couch and he's like, I'm going to be a rock star. Like, I'm going to do this. And he had drive. Even though he didn't have the experience, he knew that. He's sitting there willing to learn, and he was sitting on good stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you want to skip a step, go ahead. But at the same time, you got to be equipped. Yeah. So he was in the background before he blew up. I saw him building that foundation.
Yeah.
And he has that solid foundation, and now it's just up and to the right for him.
That's cool.
So,
dude.
like props to him, man. It's like, it's been a journey watching him.
That's cool, dude. Well, I know he's turned a lot of people's opinions of him, just the way he acts and everything. So, I'm a fan now.
Yeah, and I can't imagine, too. I remember I watched his first Whiskey Jam where he, like, fell off the stage. Like, he was so hype. And it was just the nerves, and it took to social media, and people were like, oh, this kid can't sing, this and that. But, like, I was in the room with him where it's just, like, three of us just chilling. And, dude, he can sing, dude.
Yeah.
And, it like, the first initial bit of it was, like, he's just getting nerves and, like, didn't have much of a stage presence. But now he's just, like, killing it.
Well, that's where, like, a lot of folks just don't understand. until you're in a room with an artist and it's just you, them, maybe a couple people, and everybody's being quiet and listening, you don't know if that artist is different or not. There's so many people that they get on stage, they've got their shit tuned the way they want it tuned, or on an album it's so auto-tuned or anything like that. You don't know who's good and who's just going to like be different. From the first time I heard Will, I knew he was different. Like, I hate calling him like a baby Chris Stapleton because nobody's Stapleton. Like, no, even Will, he doesn't want that comparison. But what he's got, it just stands out. And the fact that everybody's seeing now what me and you and several others have known for the past year or so or more, it's just like, okay, this is going to be fucking cool to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I know it's – I always say one of my favorite slogans is like, it's okay to be a copycat, but you got to copy the right cats. Not saying he is a copycat, but he's got that perfect blend of things that people are already familiar with his own unique twist that we saw and were like, dude, I'm just happy everybody else is getting to see it. Like, I'm just so pumped.
I've been blown away by the comments, dude. And I think he's hitting at a time to where there's a lot of stuff that's on the country charts that isn't technically country, but because somebody put a glittered fucking cowboy hat on and some boots, we're going to call it country. Whatever. To each their own. I don't give a shit, really. But, like, I think there's so many people that hate that, and they hate that this isn't country, that when you've got somebody like Will, who's obviously the epitome of a country song, a farm kid from South Georgia that grew up listening to country. And all he knows how to do is Southern rock, country, gospel, stuff like that. It's like, oh, dude, they're supporting him in the comment section. Like, I haven't ever seen from somebody that just came out the blue to these people.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I said. I made some posts about it today because we, like you said, we have that window where today we're going to try to pump number one. So I made some videos and people are like, you know, so much for like inclusion in the country space. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't, like, it's not about inclusion. It's about what actually like is country and what isn't, you know? So I was like, I'd rather see like somebody who listens to George Strait, Willie Whalen on the daily and uses their inspiration in their music be at the top of the charts than somebody who just made their first country song. And it's like,
well,
I don't know.
Even with me, so this is where the fine line is with me. It's like, there's a lot of people that's going to even say Hardy's not country or Wallen using the 808s and all that kind of shit, but it's really good. They grew up country. They're putting their own feel to it. They're putting their own vibe to it. The lyrics in their songs are country. Some of it, but we had like country and Southern rock mixed in the 90s with Travis Tritt and everybody. Nobody gave a damn. If you go back to the 80s, you had traditional country music mixed with some synthesizers, and it was just music of the times. And I love 80s country. It's so fucking weird, but it's good.
Oh yeah.
But like, now it's just where they're taking it away to where you don't even have to put country lyrics in it. You didn't even have to grow up country. You just have to pretend to be country. Now it's cool to be country again. So everybody's seeing where the money's at, and they're starting to drift to where the money's at. But it's like, you're not this. And the real country fans, the diehards, are the ones that are just, they're so against it. And they're craving somebody like Will, Lainey Wilson, you know, Luke Combs, you know, folks like that, to where it is obvious that they grew up and they are exactly who they say they are. People, that's what they want back in country music. There's just not enough of that right now.
Yeah, and that's where, like, I get it. It, like, it's really cool, and I love that people want to come into the space and put their own twist on it. Like, props to them for that. But the real thing around country music is, like, it's the only – and I made a video about this on TikTok. I said, country music is the only music that is relatable to a way of life that sustains our entire country.
Yes.
Right? Like – farmers and ranchers specifically relate to country music because they live it. And without farmers and ranchers, the world doesn't go around. So it's like, that's why country is sacred. But at the same time, if like hip hop went away, if those hip hop people went away, we would still be living just fine.
Absolutely.
You know?
And see, like, what's crazy to me about country music is it's everybody. It's not a culture. It's not a color. It's not a state. It's country music usually sings about stuff from the heart, sings mm-hmm. about working hard, having a cold beer, all that type of shit. And so people are always like, oh God, every country song's about getting your heart broke or driving a truck or your dog dying or whatever bullshit with that. But that's real life. Everybody can identify with that. As much mm-hmm. as I do like certain like old school rap and every once in a while like a new one, I can't identify with I got 12 bitches in a mansion. Like I can't. Yeah, it don't. Like nobody can fucking identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
Country yeah. music gives everybody a voice.
Yeah, and it was literally like, I can't identify with. There's some songs out there that are just so raunchy and like,
yeah,
like off the cuff that like talk about killing people and they're on the top of the charts and then we wonder why like our society is the way it is and it's
we're
like
fucked.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I'm a country degenerate. Like I still love the good Lord. He loves me. I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. It's not a very good one, but I still have morals. I still have beliefs. I still have things that I stand firm in. And there's just a lot of people that just don't care no more. And regardless mm-hmm. of what your sexuality is, what your religion is, what your, you know, how you vote politically, you know, we're lacking morals. We're lacking, you know, just respect for the other person. And we're going to hell in a handbasket real quick.
Yeah, it's music is definitely one of the things. And that's why I love country. Like we say, like as we get older, we identify with, I listen to the old school hip hop and rap and stuff. But as I get older, it's like country's a move because it's raw, it's real relatable, and it's what I want to put into my mind.
Yeah.
Because what we feed our mind is ultimately like who we become. Yep. And it's like, I don't want to feed myself anything that is just going to be negative, that is talking about things I don't align with. And that's why I just love country music. Because I mean, most of it, yeah, it is drinking beer and having a good time. But who doesn't want to have a good time, you know?
Absolutely, dude. You know? Like, the older I get, which I don't know how old you are. I'm 36.
I'm 27.
Okay. You're still not a baby, but goddamn, that seems like it was an eternity ago that I was 27. So enjoy it. Like the older I get, the more I even listen to older music. Like the more I like the more traditional country style. Like my two favorites of all times, Keith Whitley at one, George Jones at two, and then Paycheck at three. And it's just where I listen to that more now than I listen to anything current, because it's not even the same. It's not that it's bad. It's not that it's different. It's just you could say what the fuck you wanted to back then. You could be as real as you wanted to. You could be authentic as you wanted to. You were cool because you were different, not because like now you got people that, oh, I'm different, but I want to fit in. You think Waylon or Willie or anybody was like, oh, no, I'm going to make myself so different and then I'm going to complain about not fitting in, or I'm just going to be me and fucking y'all just got to enjoy it or not.
Yeah, I'm the same way too. It's like the more you try to be different, it's actually like you're comparing yourself to them and trying to like alter who you are to seem different rather than just being yourself. And I mean, that I feel like you're just going to get lost in identity. Like Will, like you could just tell when you meet Will, it's just like, that's Will. Yep. And he's just a good old boy. And like, I was like, when he called me last night, I was playing, I was actually on Fortnite with one of my friends and he heard Will in the speaker on speakerphone in the background. He's like, man, that just sounds like a good dude.
Yeah.
I was like, he is. And like, that's the epitome of just freaking being country. You know?
If you knew me better, you would know that I am such a cynical asshole and I don't like anybody. I automatically think that everyone is bad until like I get to know you. Like once I get like, I don't ever like give anybody the benefit of the doubt. You have to earn my trust. You have to earn everything or I don't want to be around you. And with Will, it has been from Jump Street. It has been from Go that you knew the second he opened his mouth. Whether it was singing or talking, what he said, what he did was authentic. It was him. It was dude. And then when he actually starts singing, you want to tell everybody around you, hold on tight, wait a couple years if you think this is good. I've heard him since he's got back from doing some stuff. And I'm sure you have too. But now he's learning how to use his voice. They're giving vocal coaches. They're like, people are teaching him how to actually use his God-given gift. He's honing it in, and it's scary. He played he played one of our honky-tonk nights in Macon. He opened up for Zach Top 2 weeks ago for me. And let me tell you, everybody in that place, as good as Zach Top is, and he's a beast. Will stole the fucking show, dude.
Like, really, like, dude? I wish I was there.
Oh, my God. He stole the show, and I was so surprised, which you probably know what this is like. Like, your hometown, where I'm from, they don't really support you, whether you're an artist or anything like that. Will's hometown, even when we went to film there with Idol, and they showed some of the clips the other night, his hometown came out in droves. I haven't heard a single person say a bad word about him. It's almost like since the first line of the first song he sang, he had a whole community behind him, and now he's going to have everybody behind him.
Pretty, and that's just, I'm just as Georgia country singers in general. I feel like there's just a big sense of pride of when somebody comes from Georgia. I don't know why that is.
Dude, because we live it. I mean, yeah. Like, and Texas is the same way. I say you are from Texas. Texas is the same damn way, dude. Like, you, when you live those songs, it's not, you could never explain it to anybody in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
When you live the songs that everybody's singing, you have such a love, such an attachment that when you hear somebody from your community, or you somebody close to you, and they grew up the way that you did,
mm-hmm.
there's something different about it. It just hits because it's almost like you're on that stage. It's like you see a reflection of you. When I see Will, every time we talk, whether we're writing a song, we're riding down the road, whatever we're doing together, I'm looking at this big fucking child that is a reflection of me, just way more talented. And it's when we get behind that shit here in Georgia, dude, this, we don't let go. There's still Brantley Gilbert's still good, don't get me wrong. But his old shit, I don't know how familiar you are with like his old stuff, like early 2000s. Brantley Gilbert had everyone around here in a fucking chokehold.
Oh, I believe it.
Corey Smith was the same way, like a chokehold. And we don't let go. They're still our boys.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of writing songs with Will, he's a hell of a songwriter too.
Oh boy, is he.
Like, it's dangerous. Like, I remember we did two stays in the Tratter House for like a couple 4 or 5 days, and we were writing songs, and me and BMO were there and a few other people. And we have this song that we were writing, and we just couldn't think of, you know, certain things. And he's just spitting out things left and right. He's plucking, and he's just spitting things out. And me and Blake are like, ooh, that sounds good. And he just comes up with it, like, left and right. It's crazy.
Dude, you should have been around. You know Brian Martin?
No.
All right, Brian Martin's got a song. Or he's got several out, but he's got the one that's real big right now, We Ride. Brian's a fucking – he speaks in song. Like, him and Will, our last trip in Nashville, or the trip before, like, it's been this year.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The three of us were together for 3 fucking days solid.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was taking their phone out every hour and writing something down that the other one said. And one night we sat up and we wrote like 2 really good songs, really good ones. And it was just out of nothing. It was just like all of us hanging out, and stupid ideas come to you and everything. But Will and Brian both, they talk in song. Like, when they hear something that you say, they're going to change it up to where it's like, oh, hell yeah. He's got a new one. If he hasn't sent it to you yet, about There's No Place Like Home.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, good. As soon as we get done, or if you're on your computer and you want Texas ass now, the one about whenever I get home, or when no place like home, where the fuck it is. He played it for me at the American Idol thing the other night. And it's a banger. He's probably got five or six that are in the just ready to go. What blew my mind the other day, what I told him he should be most proud of, it wasn't getting a number two. Number two was awesome. And hopefully, like, by us doing this and some other stuff going on social media, we'll take one more push before 12 o'clock tonight to get to number one. But he's had four songs that were released, and all four were in the top 100. The reason why that's such a compliment is if you go listen to my show for the first time and you like it, you're going to go listen to my back catalog. You're going to go listen to other episodes because you like what I do and who we have on. With an artist, if you like that one song that you knew about and it resonated with you, and you start looking through the catalog and every one of them's good and you're downloading every one of them, like, nobody told anybody to go do anything besides download Gone for Good. The one we're trying to get up to number one. They downloaded the rest of his shit to where he had four in the top 100 at one time. So people are just blown away by this kid.
Yeah, that's a super big compliment. I didn't even know that. Like, that's huge.
I think he had two that were in top 50, and I think they had one dragging up at 87.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like, I told him the other day, I was like, I said, bro, now we just, like, it's like a snowball. You just got to keep the momentum rolling.
Yeah.
Which I'm confident he will.
Yeah, he's got too good of a head on his shoulders. And whether it's you guys, whether it's us, especially the people at Idol that he's going to be able to surround himself with and everything, he, unless he just has, like, develops a crack addiction, and I don't see that happening in the next couple months. This is going to be, like, this is a snowball just fucking headed straight for hell. This is going to be hot. It's not going to stop. The fact that we're getting calls. I got calls yesterday from people that are just, for some reason, they think I'm his manager, and I'm definitely not managing anybody. Like, I have a hard enough time managing my life. But, like, there are people trying to get in touch with him that some people have to take 10 years. They have to take a long time before these people are recognized. That one night, 5 minutes, has done more for him than 5 years before now.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, like you were saying earlier, like, I felt like that was kind of God's journey for Will to go through that grind to get him to where he was, like, playing football and then just picking up a guitar. And because it's like, man, that's such a gift to just be able to pick up guitar and sing like that.
Yeah.
Like it's just insane.
Well, the cool thing to me about it is the songwriting. It'll be there because of those, and I won't even say struggles, but because of the way that he got there, it gives him an opportunity to write stuff that he's felt, that he's been through, that some other people haven't. And that's also going to make him connect with the everyday dude, the everyday woman, so much more. And it's just like, I'm glad that that was part of his journey too. Because he's going to be able to write those. Man, I'm telling you, just the one I'm talking about, the one I told you about the home a while ago. Uh-huh. It's a cheating song, and it is fucking good.
Oh, it's the cheating song. Okay, I think I have heard it then.
Yeah, he just wrote it last week.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but Riley, by the way, sweetie, if you're listening to this, he did not cheat. That was not the experience that we're talking about here. No. Oh, my God. But it's just like him being around degenerates like me, the other folks are around in Nashville, his band, his buddies and everything, to where some people, unfortunately, I guess it's fortunate that you got to skip it, but also you're going to miss the stuff that's going to make you connect a little bit better, and you're going to have to depend on other people to write those songs for you. To where Will, he can sit down with a pen and paper right now and write a damn number one, and everybody's going to find out about it.
I know. You just see the notes app on his phone. It's like, His ideas just don't stop turning, and he's such a grateful dude. Like, he's so, like, just has so much gratitude about him. Because I remember when he came to the Tratter House, and he's like, so I think Jordan Davis and Aaron Kirby, they did a duet, song together. And he's like,
Cameron
bro.
Marlowe.
Or Cameron Marlowe, yeah, not Jordan Davis. But he's like, that Erin girl has such a voice. Like, I love to, like, just sit down with her. And I was like, all right, bet. So I DM'd her on TikTok, and she came over to the house in Nashville. And then it just turned into, like, at the Chatter House, it just turned into, this like, this mini writers round, because we had Erin over. We had Ashley Ryan over. We had Andrew Janakis, Trey Lewis, all in the same room with Will. And they're all just playing their stuff that's coming out. And it was just, like, it was just all came together. And he's like, man, that was so cool. And I was like, you just wait. Now it's going to get even crazier.
Yeah. Out of all of those folks, every one of them's played my show in Nashville. That live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Erin's a fucking beast. She to be 20 years old. She is a monster. Trey, I love that boy to death. He's so good. The Andrew guy, I've talked to him on social media a couple times. And I've been trying to get him to come play one of our shows, and we just have never linked up. But dude, to be around those people, and for Will to even come in and be comfortable playing in front of them, like, to not, and never to, I think the first show he ever played in Nashville was with us at one of our writers rounds. And you wouldn't have known there was a bit of nerves. You wouldn't have known that there was not, he got on that fucking stage with whoever he was playing with that night, and you would have thought he'd been doing it. I mean, he's made for this, is the point I'm trying to make. He's literally, does not matter what room he walks into, what stage he's on, everyone hears from the first note, this dude's fucking made for it.
Yeah, and that's, it's funny. We went out to Broadway one night, and we were with our manager at the time, and he loved the guy who DM'd Will and told him to come to the Chatter House. And we go out to, like, Broadway, and there was one band playing in there. And he just asked if Will could come up and play a song. And then Will gets on stage, and he starts singing, and everybody just goes.
Yeah.
and then you see everybody like this, and I'm like, that's a good sign right there.
Yeah, dude. Well, there's two compliments that I always give an artist where you can know that they're different, or that the song's different. If you're at a writer's round and you shut up everybody in the bar because they're paying attention to you, you know that you've got something. You know that either your voice is incredible and you can hear a pin drop, or the song is just so good. And the other one, even though I'm banned from going there anymore, thanks, losers, I got Will on stage there one of the first times he went with us, and he played, and the way that losers crowd reacted to him, man, shit. I was like, "Woo, this boy's got it. He knows, he ain't got to try."
Well, yeah, it was that little stage in the corner there in Losers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such an intimate setting too. It's like, that's badass.
Yeah, dude. He's, doesn't matter. That's why I think with you, with us, with everybody that knows him, it was, he just needed the opportunity, because he sucks at social media. A lot of people suck at it. I'm not the best at it. Y'all are really good. But, like, some people just need the opportunity to get in front of folks. And if they'll ever get the opportunity, the rest of the world's going to, that like that, know them. And Will took that opportunity on Sunday, and now everybody is obsessed, and they're just going to keep being obsessed, because they know that it's real. They know that that is him, and there's going to be some good shit come out of it.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I sat down, and he's like, I was looking at his social media, he had 1,000 followers on TikTok. And I was like, all right, I'm going to show you how we do it. So, it, and dude, he's like, going back to being a natural, we filmed a bunch of skits at the Chatter House, and he's just a natural on camera, ain't afraid of nothing. And then the video that really kind of blew up, Gone for Good, was he hadn't even recorded it yet. Yeah. And I was like, let's just freaking, you know, play this song in the shower. And then it gets like 1 million views on TikTok. And I was like, well, you got to go record that right now, because everyone is begging for it. And like you said, when, you know, social media is just, it's so huge for artists nowadays that it's like, you never know what could pop off, especially like when we talk about Bailey and then even Oliver Anthony, like those are two testaments of just like the power of social media. And same even with Will, when you look at American Idol, got 4 million views on TikTok, that bled over to 60K followers on his own profile. Like, and that's why I'm really proud of like Chatter House, because one of our main missions is just to help people and give back.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool just to like show Will the ropes of like, hey, this is what TikTok is, and this is how you can utilize it to help your career.
Yeah, well, you know better than anybody. A lot of these artists, they're really good at what they do. But marketing themselves, they don't realize that sometimes like you got to make an ass out yourself. Sometimes you got to be super serious. Sometimes you got to do what you have to do. I have done my best to explain to so many people that we've worked with, hey, you're not making this stuff for your hometown. You're not making this stuff for your best friends. They're probably going to think you look like a dumbass. But you're making it for the million potential people and views that it's going to see that's going to change your fucking career and your life. And Will has been more receptive to it than most people. But even with him, you about got to hold his hand. But you would have to hold my hand if you put a guitar in it and you told me I had to sing. So, like, it's where he's great at what he does. People like you are great at marketing. You're like, what y'all have done with even helping the artists and branding yourselves. Most people would have went to college to get a marketing degree and all this shit, and you figured it out. You figured out what works and what just makes sense. And most of these artists, they're so in tune with the artist side of them. They don't have any clue about the marketing side. So I appreciate people like you that find folks like Will and everybody else that y'all work with to where it's like, hey, they've got it. Let's build this shit together. Because that's what we try to do, is that we try to do it a little different because I'm not great at the TikTok shit. I'm not great at any of this stuff. I do the real authentic stuff, but that's the reason why the show does what it does.
Yeah. No, yeah, and thank you, man. That means a lot. And then kudos to you for everything that you've done, man. Like it's not easy, it's a grind. So but the marketing side is like I'm just really passionate about it. Because going back to what you said, like artists are so in tune with their artistry that it's so hard to market for themselves.
Yeah.
And when we first met with Will, it was cool because he was receptive. And when we met and then he went back to Georgia, there was a little bit of a fire under his ass to go like record some stuff.
Yeah.
Because I basically told him, I'm like, dude, TikTok ain't that deep. I said, you have such a raw, real connection and talent with your voice alone that you don't need to do all this high fancy editing. Like your voice comes through that microphone on that phone like no other, and people will receive it. I gave him little tips and tricks. Yeah. I gave him little tips and tricks for like maybe you can do it in the shower, like, you know, some, you know, places where the acoustics are better. Yeah. And he was just super receptive, started playing songs he loved. And I also reminded him, I was like, you can play songs from the comments, but like ultimately, like you got to play for you. You're doing this for you. The second that you're trying to do it for somebody else, you're kind of going to get lost in your artistry. And that's similar for me because like I grew my platform first and I made videos because I wanted to make them.
Yeah.
I didn't make them because I thought, you know, I was going to get famous or I thought I was going to get money. I was just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. I thought I was going to have to snatch his ass through the phone last night. So I got him. I was like, hey, look, dude, while the heat's hot on you, you don't got but, you know, one more full day. Go live for a little bit when you get home. Only play your songs. Do it for about 30 minutes. Keep sharing the story about how where you're sitting down on the charts, that Beyonce's on top of it, that Luke Combs is right behind her. Like, just keep pushing that to where people go look you up. And God bless that big baby. Hey, as soon as somebody would come through and be like, hey, you want to play a Waylon Jennings song? He'd be like, hell yeah, I do. He would just have fun with it. He'd forget. Mm-hmm. He'd forget so quick because he's such a good entertainer. And he was trying to make people in the comment section, all that, be happy. He'd forget what we were doing there in the first place. I thought I was going to have to go to his house and just literally hold him and be like, will you have to do this?
Yeah, and I was on that live stream last night too, and like just to see like 600 people come through and be like, dude, next winner of American Idol, like that's just the start of something special. And he's, again, that was his first live stream and he's having fun with it. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but he's just freaking doing it.
It tickled me. I've told him for the past couple of weeks, ever since I've seen like the sad story that ended the first episode with the girl and her family that was estranged And then last week, whatever it was a really good story she had too. I was like, look, Will, you've got the talent. I was like, but what we're going to have to do is, like, we're going to have to go, like, kidnap your dog, you know, shoot your girlfriend in the leg. We're going to have to do something to give you a sad story because you don't have one. But I think he's going to connect so good with the audience. And there's people saying that stuff in the comments section last night, and the way they're literally hyping him up in all the videos and everything. I don't even know if he's got to have a sad story. I think that literally his talent has a chance to shine through. And I hope that everybody that's listening now, that's listening to your stuff, my stuff, all of Will's, it's like, this dude's different. This guy stands out. He is special. Let's back the fuck out of him.
Yeah, and that's why, like, you know, Idol, there's always some, or even, like, The Voice, there's always some sort of sad, you know, PR marketing move. And I think, honestly, that's just, like, that's legit Will's story. Because sometimes, like, Hollywood tends to make it more than it is.
Yeah.
Just for, like, to pull on the heartstrings. But, like, us personally knowing Will, like, that's really what it was.
Yeah.
And it's just a testament to who Will is. Like, he's true to himself. Always will be. His story is his story. And, again, that's just going to be a strength, not a weakness, you know?
Well, I'm just excited for everybody else to see what me and you already know. And what everybody down in Georgia knows, the folks that's up in Nashville now, that I'm just excited to see this play out. And I'm appreciative of you for helping him out so much. Yeah, dude, I just hope we all keep working together as one big-ass family, put this baby on top, and then I'm riding them coattails, bro. I'm tour manager or something. I'm going to keep doing my show. This is all I do for a living anyway. I don't know why I'm complaining about it. But, like, I'm ready to get in some good concerts. I'm ready to throw down on the road.
Absolutely. You tour manager, me social media manager.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I'll just be the babysitter. Y'all take care of everything else, because that's what he's going to need. That's the only thing we were joking about the other night, me and his buddy Walker. I don't know if you've met Walker yet, but Walker is a trip. He is Will's ride or die down here. Like, he is a really good dude. I love him to death. But we were like, man, you know, don't neither one of us ever want to, like, manage him, really. You know, we just kind of want to babysit.
Because
he's literally going to be like a babe in of Wonderland or whatever. He's going to be lost everywhere he goes because he's just going to be amazed by everything.
I know. He hasn't even been to Texas yet. Yeah. And I'm like, I told Will, I was like, just come on out, bro. Just come on out. We'll find you a stage.
Oh, dude. Texas is different anyway. Y'all are the best people. I went on a show trip like a year or two ago. We had to record in a couple of different cities. Then we ended up in Fort Worth to finish it off to record some with some people there. And I've never been to a place that people mind their manners more, that have more respect, the hospitality. I thought we were good down here in South Georgia. We about don't have shit on y'all in Texas. But I guess it's because everybody from your grandma to a damn baby's got a gun and everybody knows how to act right. But y'all are just the best, and I know that's something me and him have talked about, is getting him out to Texas and playing some shows. So maybe we can line some stuff up together and make some shit happen.
Absolutely, we'll make some good content too. So yeah, I mean, dude. Yeah, and Texas is just built different. Like, I have a couple of buddies moving here that don't know what to expect, and I'm like, it's just better. I ain't originally from Texas, but when I moved here, I was like, man, these are my people.
Where are you originally from?
I grew up on the East Coast in Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, I would have never guessed that. You are Texas through and through, dude.
I'm trying, man.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Because, I mean, like, and that's why, speaking to, like, the whole marketing side, I was actually a mechanical engineer before all this. I worked for the government. And I think I just was really trained to solve problems. And one of my gifts is just seeing marketing from a different perspective. So I think that's just what's been cool with Will, is, like, I'm able to take that twist and just help wherever I can and whenever I can. So.
That's cool, dude. Well, I just want to remind all of y'all before we get off here. First off, you're going to have to come back and do a full episode. This is just where we were supposed to kiss Will's ass. But and you could probably sit here and run our mouths all day. We'll talk about y'all's brand and everything else. Which make sure you drop that in a second so we can, you know, maybe some people go order some shit and everything from y'all. But please, you guys, remember what this one was about. Wasn't about me or Nick. is literally Will Moseley. He's got a chance to do something special, something that I don't think anybody's done in Idol history. He literally has jumped up 196 spots, 198 at one point, from not being on the charts at all to where he's sitting at 2 to 4 right now. And if you'll go download, you'll go stream on iTunes, you'll go buy the song, you'll leave a rating, you'll leave a review on the song, he's got a chance to get to number one, and I don't think anybody's done that. And Nick, he wouldn't be there without y'all helping him. And I can't tell you from a big brother's point of view how much I appreciate the shit out of y'all and what y'all done for him.
Well, thank you. We appreciate y'all as well. And like I said, it's a team effort here, man.
Well, cool, dude. Well, drop your social media shit and we'll get out of here, brother.
Yes, sir. I mean, my personal is just at the Nick Luciano across all pages. And then the group page that helped kind of boost Will up is the Tratter House. So at the Tratter House or at Tratter House on all socials.
And if y'all are confused about that, I will tag them in this post when we put it on Instagram. So it should be pretty damn easy to find. Hopefully y'all will share it. We'll get some traction. But anyway, dude, I appreciate it. You need to come to one of our Nashville trips. I don't know why the hell I didn't mention that till now. When we go out there and record for a week, we're there all next week with Will. Yeah, you need to come jump on one of those with us.
Yeah, just let me know. I'll shoot you my number and we can set it up.
Sounds good, dude. All right, brother. Well, I'll holler at you later. And thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the show. Please go check out Will Moseley now. Download not just Gone for Good, but his whole catalog. Let's put him at number one. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see y'all later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.